It has been 3 days since a little girl in Texas vanished, and the clock is ticking to bring her home safely. Lena Keel was last seen by her mother on Monday. San Antonio police say she disappeared from a playground at her family's apartment complex. Her mom left her unattended for a period of time, and when she returned, Lena was gone. News Nation correspondent Marky Martin is joining us live tonight. Marky, there is now a reward for Lena's safe return. What have you learned?
Yeah, and it's a hefty one, Marnie. Authorities are now entering the fourth night of looking for Lena. And actually, an Amber Alert went out on Monday night for the little girl after the three-year-old vanished from an apartment complex playground. But as for finding her, authorities say that's been unsuccessful.
Take a good look at these photos of three-year-old Lena Keel, the smiley, brown-eyed girl, now at the center of a citywide search in San Antonio.
We are not treating it as an abduction right now. We are treating it as a missing person.
The preschooler went missing from this apartment complex Monday night. Investigators say she was at the playground with her mother, who reportedly walked away briefly. When she returned, Lena was gone. San Antonio police and the FBI now entering their fourth night of searching. As of this story, there is no evidence of abduction.
We will continue making as much contact with the community as we can, trying to find someone who knows anything about Lena.
San Antonio Police Chief William McManus revealing that authorities are in the process of combing through dozens of videos, footage collected from cell phones, doorbell cameras, and surveillance to try to piece together what happened. So far, nothing.
So you do have video footage that you're looking at. Is there anything that shows a person of interest, a vehicle, anything that we could tell people to look at?
No. We would put that out immediately if we did.
Lena's father telling a San Antonio television station his family moved to the United States from Afghanistan in 2019 after fleeing from threats. The parents initially believing their daughter may have left the playground with another Afghan family, but now think she was abducted. Chief McManus explaining just how critical those first hours are. As time passes, the less hopeful crews become.
I'll tell you up front that we have not had much success in trying to determine where Lena is right now.
And Marnie, just for some physical descriptors here, you know, Lena has shoulder-length brunette hair, was last seen wearing a red dress, black jacket, black shoes, and the Islamic Center of San Antonio now offering up that reward that you mentioned right off the top. It's now been upped to $75,000 as the reward for anybody who comes forward with information that leads to Lena.
Marky, as you know, we've covered a lot of these missing cases, in particular ones involving kids, and Amber Alert guidelines vary state to state. Did authorities indicate why they issued an Amber Alert in this case if they don't think she was abducted, or at least they don't have any evidence? They don't really have anything to give the public to go on.
Yeah, you make a very excellent point. And actually, this is where it gets really maddening for a lot of the families that we have put that missing spotlight on. You know, each state handles Amber Alert requirements so differently. Michael Vaughn, when we were in Idaho just a couple weeks ago, they handle it completely differently. There's no evidence there, so he didn't get an Amber Alert. There's no evidence of an abduction here in Lena's case, but she got one on Monday night. That's not something authorities, though, went into. However, this one not being treated as an abduction, and they said they'd have to look for somebody that was suspicious in this video that they're coming through, a suspicious vehicle, a license plate, and right now that evidence does not exist. And in fact, San Antonio wouldn't even release any of the video they are coming through today, earlier this afternoon with me, Marnie. Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people support using it in every case. It does lead to a lot of success, and it's hard to see the downside one issued in the search for Lena tonight. Marky, thank you. And if you have any information about the whereabouts of Lena, please call the San Antonio Police Department. We've got that number right there on your screen.